Today's World Water Day, under the theme Clean Water for a Healthy World, thousands of toilet queues have been organized across the globe in a Guinness World Record attempt to form the longest line for the toilet. Henry Northover is the head of policy at the international NGO WaterAid. He told us that the scheme is meant to raise awareness of the global sanitation crisis.
It's particularly children that are dying from the effects of inadequate treatment of human sewage. So, and the effects are realized in diarrhea, in malnutrition, in acute respiratory infections, that it pops up in all sorts of different ways. But the reason that it's one of the biggest killers, killing about a third of all of the children worldwide, is because we're not giving sufficient attention to sanitation. And so there's this world's longest toilet queue is to say, come on, you know, what we take for granted needs to be at the center of poverty reduction strategies. Too often, having access to sanitation is thought of as being as an endpoint, an outcome of poverty reduction. The evidence is that the countries that have done best, the East Asian tigers, in the city I'm sitting in at the moment in London, it used to be, not 150 years ago, that half the children who are born in this city died because of poor sanitation. And that's very true of the developing world. And we need to say, which we're saying, put sanitation at the forefront of health strategies in particular, but also broader poverty reduction strategies.